Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
I'm Robert Crowther, Director of Communications at the Center for Science and Culture, and on this ID the Future podcast, I have a special announcement about standing up for science and standing up for Kansas. Should public schools censor scientific evidence just because it challenges Darwin's theory of evolution? Or should teachers present all the scientific evidence, including both the strengths and weaknesses of evolutionary theory? The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that when biology teachers present the scientific evidence supporting Darwin's theory of evolution, they should also teach the scientific evidence against it. And now, according to the Kansas State Board of Education, quote, regarding the scientific theory of biological evolution, the curriculum standards call for students to learn about the best evidence for modern evolutionary theory, but also to learn about the areas where scientists are raising scientific criticism of the theory, end quote. However, there are some in Kansas and around the country now using their voices to try to undermine Kansas's science standards and stifle discussion of the scientific evidence they don't like. If you agree that children should be fully informed about evolution, join with like-minded citizens and stand up in support of the Kansas State science standards. Go to standupforscience.com and sign the petition today. The state of Kansas currently has excellent science standards, which require students to learn about the scientific strengths and scientific weaknesses of Darwinian theory. The standards do not require students to learn about alternative theories such as intelligent design. Kansas's approach to teaching evolution will better inform students about the facts of the scientific evidence in biology and also require them to critically analyze the evidence so they will gain the critical thinking skills necessary to become good scientists. Four other states, Minnesota, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and South Carolina, also have standards requiring students to learn about critical analysis of evolution. Scientists continue to raise questions about evolutionary theory, and in recent years, a growing number of scientists have raised significant issues challenging various aspects of biological and chemical evolution. Students deserve to learn about the views of these dissenting scientists, both so they can better understand the scientific evidence and also so they can formulate the critical thinking skills needed to be good scientists. If you agree that children should be fully informed about evolution, please join with like-minded citizens and stand up in support of science. Stand up in support of the Kansas State science standards. Please go to standupforscience.com and sign the petition today. I'm Robert Crowther for IDTF at CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.